ay buksan at lipun ay pag-aralan mga babae ngabay kapalaran.
RH Bill
ipasa now na.
We're queer,
we're here,
we'll never disappear.
Yak, bakla, tomboy, katiri. Uy, ayun, chicks. Sexy, bakis.
Hoy kuya, anong dekada na? Bakit ganyan ka pa?
O nga te, ikaw lang kaya na eh, si kuya makaluma.
Issue pa ba yan? Ano nga ba ang issue? Lumang usapin na ba yan o akma pa sa henerasyong ito? Tara na, tatsikahan natin.
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo?
At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Mga babae, ang mipin ay lumaya!
Mapagpalayang hapon po mga ka-Generation Gender. Parang kanina lang ay si Kai Kilos, ngayon ay Generation Gender. Sorry mga ka-Generation Gender, hyper po talaga. At dahil kanina ang mga tawag namin sa aming mga sarili ay classmate, ngayon naman ay ka-Gen-Gen.
Oh, ka-Gen-Gen.
Yeah. Ako ang yung ka-Gen-Gen. Oh, ganun lang yon. Branding lang yan. Yeah.
Kasi iba-ibang generation tayo, calendar age.
Okay, ako ay proud to say that nasa henerasyon ako at malapit nang matapos henerasyon ng mga nasa 30s. Kasi I'm 38.
Ah. Oh, yun. So, but that's only calendar eh.
Oh, no. Well, know? Sige. Okay. So, ako ang yung ka-Jen-Jen na si Julian Baldo Cobello.
Okay. Ako si Rosalea K. Rivera. Ka-Jen-Jen. Uh-oh. Almost late 50s. Oh, di ba?
Taray,
ako po si ka-Jen-Jen Ariel Ramirez. Kaka-23 pa lang.
Whoa.
I am the baby. I'm 21 and I'm Kimmy. Ka-Jen-Jen Kimmy.
Ka-Jen-Jen. Parang, Jen-Jen.
Jen-Jen.
Talaga pag mahalaga ang ating
jamming with your Jen-Jens.
Yes. Oh, jamming like with that. Jen-Jen.
I like that. Okay. Yeah. Ako, my favorite ages talaga yung may 5 pa lang. Yung 25, 35, 45. I don't know why. Kaya, I don't know. There's something magical
five,
about
5.
Oh,
yeah. Chanel number 5.
Baka.
Sige.
I don't know. Chanel.
She liked the number 5 as well.
Earlier, we had, we listened to the poetry of the Mangyans, no? Indigenous peoples in Mindoro.
And ngayon, ang kanina naman, at pagkatapos nito ay napakinggan naman natin ang Pangulawit. Ito ay adaptation of Asala or vocal music from the traditional Dataandig of Bukidnon, Southern Philippines.
Dalaandig.
Dalaandig. With text composed by Dato Kunulintang, the piece is an expression of a longing, a wish for life to return to a state of oneness. Taught to Grace Nono and translated into English by Dato Kunulintang's son, Dato Migketay Victorino Saway.
Ayun, yung kahit hindi talaga natin naiintindihan ng lubusan, pero meron talagang ang art kasi talagang it affects us in a logical way. So kahit hindi natin naiintindihan ng lingwahe, nag-respond ang ating damdamin.
Ayan, Thank you very much, Grace. We listened to her Two Ambahans earlier, and later we'll also listen to another piece from her album Diwa.
All right. So mga ka-Generation Gender, nag-vault in po ang si Kai Kilos at ang Generation Gender dahil Women's Month na po, Marso na po. I have two words, March na. Yun yung parang shout out ko sa Facebook. Two words, March na. Oh, di ba? Nagka-cramming na tayo. Tara na. Let's march on na. At kanina pinakinggan natin through phone-ins ang dalawang mga foremothers ng aking MA degree program, ang Women and Development Studies, si Dr. Amar Torres at si Dr. Sario Del Rosario. At kami ay dahil kinimkim namin ang gusto naming i-comment. Ngayon sisimulan natin sa mga young generations muna, Jen-Jen Rosel. Anong masasabi natin una sa pag-aaral na ginawa ni Dr. Amar Torres tungkol sa TVET or ano nga ba?
Hindi yan yung coffee, you know?
Hindi yan yung Jen, coffee. Sige, Ariel, take it away.
Siguro kung umpisahan ko muna para maintindihan din po ng mga bago nating nakikinig. Ang TVET po ay Technical and Vocational Education Training na sa Pilipinas ay TESDA. Tama po ba?
Parang TESDA. Equivalent.
So, vocational training.
Vocational training.
So, ang pinaka-pick up ko po dun sa call from Dina Mar is yung mga na ang kababaihan po talaga dapat ay bigyan ng equal opportunity to have skills na makakakuha sila ng employable skills para magamit nila and magkakaroon sila ng decent jobs. So, importante po doon, nasabi din niya, na yung mga imageries na ginagamit ng isang, ng mga TVET or ng mga nagpa-publicize nito, nag-digitize nito, ay dapat gender-sensitized sa mga ginagamit na lang mga words, sa mga images. Ayun.
And to explain further, bago natin pakinggan si Jen-Jen Kimmy, na yung pag nanggaling ang isang babae dito sa vocational program, ay magkakaroon siya ng mas malaking chance na ma-absorb sa larangan ng employment dahil na-assure siya na ang kanyang pinag-aralan na skills ay pasok or swak doon sa trabaho na kanyang kukunin in the future. So tuloy-tuloy lang yung sense of decency, kumbaga, from the sense of being empowered with skills but also with the sense of being fully needed in the workforce.
Kumbaga. So, pag tinignan mo, maraming proseso siya, no? So, yung building the confidence to go out of the private into the public sphere.
Mm-mm.
Because a lot of girls are conditioned not to go outside the boundary of their home.
Mm-mm.
No, even if they already have gone into formal education, no, they have very little opportunity.
Even if they have already gone out, babalik din sila pagka-graduate nila, mag-aasawa din, balik din sa loob ng pamamahay.
Yeah. So this is the big challenge now. Mm-mm. How exactly are we going to not only empower young girls and women to move out into the public space, but also how can we make the public space more gender sensitive, gender responsive, and open, mm-hmm. you know, to all this to support and to enable no women to come into that space.
Ayan. Sige, pakinggan natin si Jen Kimi.
Yes, well, this topic is actually close to my heart. I am a volunteer teacher at a technical vocational school. Shout out to everyone at Fiora del Carmelo. It's a wonderful school wherein 50%, over 50%, around 50% of the students are actually, they come from the underprivileged areas, mm-hmm. and they don't pay full tuition either. Their tuition is fully covered or partly covered for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see a lot of cool technical vocational programs, or tech voc, we call it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have welding. I've been inside that welding space. You have culinary. Mm-hmm. You have this work with computers, and they have pretty good facilities, and that's why I was very impassioned to work with this school. And I do see that gender equality where you have a lot of girls and boys, and I see them in their welding shirts, and it's pretty awesome. I do think there is throughout the country, and not just in the Philippines, but I on a global perspective, everywhere there is stigma associated with technical vocational education,
right.
and the work that promotes. First of all, before we address gender, it's people tend to look down on such work. They think, oh, wouldn't it be better if you know, invested in an education in business, perhaps? But you have a lot of kids in which technical vocational education would provide them with way more opportunities as well. They could still go into business, but this does provide them with that access to, you know, initial jobs with dignity, as we were talking about. And now to tackle on gender, jobs like welding and jobs like culinary are jobs that naturally come with the masculine, feminine, like, stereotype and stigma. That's why, you know, I'm glad to see at the school they have, you know, girls in welding as well. And it's something that needs to be addressed and promoted. I do think that it's not just promoting, you know, women to go into these jobs, but it's also kind of making a sort of equal perception wherein men as well could do things like culinary.
Mm-mm.
You know, I know one of my favorite figures, Anthony Bourdain, a chef, travel host, and writer, he once said something where he believes the United States made a mistake in, you know, taking away a home ec, because home ec used to just be for women. So he says, instead of taking that away, why don't you just make it for everybody? You know, so boys and girls will learn that kind of thing. And I believe it's that equalizing that would, you know, take away that sort of barrier for everybody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ang bilis ng oras.
Oh, oh.
Pero ka-Jen Rosel.
But that's interesting, eh, because Mom Amar was talking about this whole thing of going to the public space. And it's not enough to train them to be employed, with skills to be employed, but also consider that they are young girls.
Mm.
And since it's been hundreds of years where our culture is not prepared for this, you know, how do we now persuade or change the spaces for it to be more welcome as people, no? And to make it safer for them, no? And they are girls, no, who, and culture is not open to them, not only not to work with pay, no, but also not to exoticize them, no, mm-hmm. that they say, no?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not to ano yun, patronize, kumbaga. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also to romanticize their being in the public sphere, yes, this time
no.
around.
They're not just token, because the girls are now doing the men's work. No, yes. But now they're saying that there's now a blurring of now these opportunities, no? There are many spaces now, according to Ma'am Amar, that it's not exactly a physically exhausting, which is they say it's not fit for girls, no, mm-hmm. because a lot of has to do with how technology has also changed the workplace and made it more open for
so the vocational that we used to know is no longer the same as to what it is now, because a lot of this has been digitized, yun yung term kanina, automated, kumbaga, and precisely the traits of women that we used to be associated with precision, attention to details, are the very same traits that are very valuable in the vocational programs, di ba, yung magbubuting ting, kumbaga, in a digital sense, mm-hmm. doon sa paggawa ng mga bagay-bagay na maliliit, na although so hindi na siya ganun na magbubuhat ng mabibigat na bagay and so on and so forth. Sige, ang bilis na lang po ng oras, ipapagpatuloy po natin ang ating pagbumuni-muni, pagpapalagom doon sa mga narinig natin mula kay Dr. Amar Torres sa kanyang mga pag-aaral tungkol sa TVET. Alright? Pwede po tayo mag-text, mga ka-Generation Gender, sa 0927-220-8332 or sa landline ng DZUP 503-8288. Kayo po ay nakikinig sa Generation Gender dito sa DZUP 1602, kasapi ng KBB. Kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas, DZUP 1602! Kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa
Ito na ang programang kukumpleto sa Webes nyo.
Yun, yun!
Tampok ang mga boses, kwento at talento ng ating mga kawani, reps at mga guro ng bayan.
Yun, yun!
Tara na at makinsa sa usapan para sa isang pamantasan at bansang masaya, masigla, malaya, makamamamayan at makabayan. Para sa isang tatakbong nyo na usapan, yun yun! Tuwing Huwebes, alauna hanggang alas dos ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Gusto mo ba siyang mabuhay? Bigyan siya ng bahay. Bawat buwan, 200 asong pinapatay ng isang city pound sa Pilipinas dahil walang may gustong kumuha sa kanila. Bumisita o mag-volunteer sa pinakamalapit na pet adoption centers. Tumawag sa Philippine Animal Welfare Society 117 para i-report ng animal cruelty.
When I grow up, I want to be an engineer in Saudi!
When I grow up, I want to be a nurse in America!
Paglaki ko, gusto ko maging guro dito sa Pilipinas!
Paano mo masasabing malayo ang isang pangarap kumpara naman ito sa ibang bayan?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo? At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
No!
sumainuwag galing orgon. Panalit ko dyan kada yun ang katagay ko.
Just listen to Panangpit. The song is an adaptation of a todom or vocal music from form traditional to the Manobo of Agusan del Sur, Southern Philippines, with text composed by Bae Angela Placido. This piece is an invocation for a spirit helper to grant assistance in a situation of need, taught to Grace Nono by Bae Angela Placido. Arrangement and Kudlong by Bob Aves, Acoustic Bass by Meong Pakana, Drums by Mardison, and Percussions by Budet Casinto.
Maraming salamat sa pagpapaliwanag ka, Jenjen Kimi. Diba? Kailangan natin ipaliwanag sa ating sarili. Panangpit in Waray is to hold the attention of somebody. So, it makes sense na you're calling the attention of the gods because you're asking for help. Mm-hmm. Diba? Mm-hmm. Ayan, mga ka-Generation Gender, ito po ay isang vault-in programa sa pagitan ng Sikhay Kilos at ng Generation Gender. Muli, ako ang iyong ka-Jen-Jen, si Julian.
Si Jen-Jen Rosel.
Si Jen-Jen Ariel.
At si Jen-Jen Kimmy.
Ayan, tatapusin lang natin ang mga hindi pa, baka hindi tayo matunawan dito sa kung ano man ang gusto nating i-comment sa pagbabahagi ni Dr. Amar Torres ng kanyang mga pag-aaral sa TVET or Technical Vocational Educational Training. Ito po ang pagsali ng mga kababaihang batang babae sa vocational programs tulad ng culinary, ng carpentry,
automotives
na usually hindi natin na a-associate sa kababaihan. At ang kahalagahan po ng pag-aaral ay ang pag-angat ng diskurso ng ano bang ibig sabihin ng gender issues na it has to trickle down somehow to some very practical uses na maibabahagi natin sa mga kababaihan.
I think what was important also in what Dr. Amar was sharing was that even the way they advertise, no, you, Julian, in media, the way they advertise it, it's not attractive for girls, no. So it's okay. Like it might be still pushing for the stereotypes of girls. So how exactly do you advertise enrollment in these courses so that this will not be biased?
Yes, itong gusto namin gawin palagi sa communication, communicating concepts that are not really popular. Halimbawa, humihingi sa amin ng tulong ang sciences kasi have these great ideas, but paano ito ko-communicate sa tao?
How exactly do you formulate it or make it people understand it.
Yes, lalong-lalo
na ito.
Get
the message properly.
Dahil kahit sold out na ito sa batang babae, for instance, kung hindi pa to sold out sa kanyang mga magulang, pwede sabihin, ay, interesado ako dyan, nanay.
Hindi, para sa lalaki lang yan.
Oo, pero paano natin i-communicate sa mga magulang na ito ay pwede rin sa mga kababaihan.
So it's not only also in the communicate communication, but also the technology. No, how exactly will it be suitable, for example, for girls?
Okay, Ariel?
Siguro, idadagdag din dun sa communication. Siguro, kung na-communicate mo na nga dun sa mga bata at sa magulang, importante din ma-communicate sa environment na papasukan ng batang ito. Kunyari, right. Sa employers nun, sa taong magpo-perceive nun.
Uh-uh.
Kasi, yung employers din ang kukuha sa kanila. Eh, di ba yung mga employers natin, minsan may mga qualifications for certain jobs.
Pleasing personality.
Pleasing personalities. Height, kumbaga. Napakalagang po
ito. Single.
Oo, ka-Jenjin, Ariel. Kasi pwede na ginawa na natin lahat, institutionally speaking, na i-train natin, bigyan ng, yung the agency, kumbaga.
May confidence.
May confidence, meron siyang skill, meron siyang ipagmamalaki. Mm-hmm. I went through several months on this training. Pero at the end of the day, nobody absorbs this girl. Nakakatakot na babalik na naman sa zero-sum game na naman ito dahil hindi rin nagamit ang kanyang natutunan.
Kimi? Yes, a woman can break the glass ceiling all she wants, but when she enters a boys club that has been a boys club for a very long time, what is that going to do to her if she faces just harassment and negativity and prejudice in her workplace? There's a funny episode of this great show, it's satirical, called Parks and Rec, about local government. Mm-mm. And this woman, Leslie Knope, she gets elected into city council. However, everyone else is a boy, and they just mansplain, explain the way a man would to a woman in a very patronizing sense. Mm-mm. They would mansplain, talk down on her, talk over her, and it's completely absurd the way they portray it. However, it does ring to a truth in this world.
Well, in our club, this is how things
like this,
are.
Yeah, exactly. This is how it's always been done, sweetie. Sit down. Yeah. Like that kind of
You're
thing.
You're the newbie. You have to adjust to the culture and so on and so forth.
Okay, I think Ma'am Amar also said that in the arts and trade schools in the country started, as arts and trades, and then became arts and sciences, and then they dropped the trade. No, in other countries, for example, like in Korea and Vietnam, the courses like shipbuilding and automotive building. No, in the Philippines, it's ship repair and automotive repair.
Kasi hindi pa natin kaya mag-build ng ship. Hanggang repair lang tayo.
Actually, we are building ships in Subic. Eh. Di ba nga yung pinatay was in that shipping. Tibet courses in Vietnam are 2 to 3 year courses. And in Vietnam, social work is a technical 3 year course.
Well, that's very interesting.
Yeah, that's a trivia from
Okay.
And according also to her presentation, she said that in TESDA, most of those enrolled in IT are women.
Mm-mm. Okay. Which is really, hindi na sa atin yung surprise sa henerasyon ngayon. Diba? Pero a few generations back, anything that was computer-related, anything na, diba?
No, I remember how many years ago when I attended the graduation of my daughter, they held it pa nga outside, UP, because there were like 8,000 graduates or attending that graduation of College of Engineering. No?
Kaya minsan yung mga notions natin are not really backed up by empirical data. We think that women are not into IT, but empirical data would tell us otherwise.
And it's also interesting because when we were preparing for this series of forums every week with the women and development students, one of the questions they asked the architect resource person for the second week was, what would you say about a male-dominated field? You're there. And then she goes, no, actually, that's not true.
It's not a male-dominated field anymore.
That's not true. Then when we asked the marine biologist from the, who works in a center for the biodiversity, she said, also, have you thought about it? Then he said, no, but sa inuman, pinag-iisipan ko. Pero people don't talk about it. It's really very male-dominated in biodiversity work.
Oo. I don't know if you have seen the movie Hidden Figures.
No, not yet.
African-American women, very crucial sa first rocket ship launch ng NASA.
Mm, yeah,
these are stories that we don't know because pag sinabi natin NASA rocket ship science, these are all males, pero napaka-crucial, and not just, you know, white Americans but actually African American women who were scientists, mathematicians, kasi they couldn't figure out the Russians. Naunahan sila eh. Di ba? And then, the Americans couldn't figure out how to launch a rocket. Usually, the rocket dies in the middle of the stratosphere. And then, these women mathematicians found the solution. This is how we would do it. And sa tinagal-tagal ng narrative tungkol sa rocket ship science, it's only recently that we are made aware of these women inside the field. Di ba? Yeah. Kasi, so who knows, you know, the women of Tibet would end up as, you know, insiders, kumbaga, in very important institutions. Mm-hmm. Kasi nabigyan ng access from the very start. Ayan. Okay na ba tayo kay Ma'am Amar, or do we segue to Ma'am Sarios? Meron pa ba tayo thoughts?
Ariel might have some other thoughts to share.
Okay na tayo. So, before we go to a break, let's begin with what we have to say regarding Ma'am Sarios sharing. Okay, so si Dr. Sario Del Rosario naman ay nagbahagi kanina. Narinig namin ang boses niya sa telepono. Siya ay nagbahagi ng mga kwento ng these things that women studies kumbaga need to adjust to. Okay, but we are not giving up the brand of women. We are actually, in fact, opening our gates so that usaping gender would include really all genders. And this is just an answer to the times, so to speak. And one of the symptoms of this, of the times, is this ongoing discussion on whether we attach the term gender into women as per Center for Women's Center for Women's and Women's and Gender Studies.
Yeah.
Diba?
That's why also, like, even though the department, Ma'am Sario mentioned that she had been working in this field for more than 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kimmy and Arya was still, what, dust in the wind?
Dust in the wind. Non-entities. Okay.
They're conceptualized.
Conceptualized. Whatever religious belief you have, if nandun pa lang sila waiting to enter the earth zone.
So anyway, because it's very strong about the use of the word women in turn. But now, at this moment in time, that how this concept also is very fluid, no, in terms of how it can also essentialize the diversity of women.
Any comments on that from the young Jen? Let's begin with Kimmy.
The different genders and the cultures of classifying. No? Yeah. I think from the first before Kimmy, no, they were saying that the danger of dichotomizing the male and female, that's been a big feminist issue. No?
Yes.
Oh, the heteronormative society.
Yes, but now, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know you brought up Hidden Figures a while ago, and I guess to keep up with the Oscar theme, there is one, the best picture that actually won was, I think people are considering it a major step in terms of gender. It's a movie called Moonlight, which is about a young black man coming to terms with his sexuality. And in their speech for accepting Best Picture, the creators actually dedicated it to the non-gender conforming young children out there. So, I mean, it is
But here in the campuses, they're generally more open, you know, because and in the city, no. In the city also, in the rural areas, because that's why a lot of people come from the rural communities, because they're more accepted in
city. It's a cosmopolitan environment that the city provides, so to speak. But there is anonymity, and there is like the idea of starting anew. But anyway, I would like to point out yung sinasabi ni Dr. Sario Del Rosario that the need to study gender alongside studies on women really is more, it's really more pronounced at present as compared to years before where women really had to make a stand that no, before we venture into other concerns, kailangan panindigan muna ang status, you know, the women as a group. Ah, hindi pa, kailangan pa natin pag-aralan. Yun ang sagot natin ng panahon na yon. Mm-hmm. Diba? Kasi kulang na kulang sa literatura, kulang na kulang sa
baseline
study. Mm-hmm. Pero however slow and however ano, ang laki na rin ng napuntahan, mm-hmm, diba, ng scholarship.
Kaya nga ano eh, actually kahit wala si Ma'am Inday sa ating phone call kanina, but last Wednesday she was able to share about because it's on the level like Jen Julian. Oh, mm-mm.
Jen Julian
was sharing that there's a need to put it out, no? Open the space for people to talk about it, no?
Mm-mm.
But we're already also on a level, it's not only important to talk about it, but also important for women to work together.
Right.
No, that's why she discussed trends in organizing women.
Yes.
No, that's why it's not so much from the perspective which Dean Inday was talking about, Dean Inday of Reneo. It's not enough. The main takeaway which she was talking about was that women's organizing is leaning towards not even so much on identity politics, because you know, especially mm-hmm. in the Eurocentric literature, mm-hmm. no? Here in the Philippines, it's leaning towards affinity-based politics.
Mm-hmm.
No, not because in the 70s and you know, it, like sector-based, no, mm-hmm. like multi-sectoral, blah, right. blah, blah. But now across sector, it's concern for environment, solidarity, economics, social inequalities, no, rather than identity-based politics.
Right. Mm. Okay. Ariel, do you have something to say?
In relation to that, na-discuss din na yung women's movement opened the doors to other genders.
Right.
Discussion on genders. Kaya nasabi din ni Ma'am Saryo na it is important to understand what gender really means and ano pa yung spectrum ng gender meron dyan. Kagaya nung other day, meron kaming discussion ng friend ko na kung paano sa Olympics, kasi di ba may mga trans na
yes.
nag-join na paano
yeah,
yun.
They were even giving tests to make sure that she's a woman. Some athletes,
so,
no?
Madami na kasi masyadong dalawa lang yung iniisip natin, men, women. So,
yes.
So nahihirapan na ngayon. Pero maganda na nag-o-open na. Natutuwa nga ako na may ganong discussion na ngayon okay. with friends.
Siguro ito yung mga thoughts na bumabagabag sa atin ngayon, but these are actually our future problems mm-hmm. in quotation marks. But future,
changes. The
future changes.
Changes.
But before we get to the enlightenment, asahan natin na grabbing yes, talagang the resistance and the backlash. We expect the backlash.
Here in the campus, talking about toilets, no.
Yes.
No. So there's a whole debate on that. No. Should we share toilets or should we have gender toilets? No.
Yes. Sa akin napakalab bilang feminista halimbawa, I had one very shocking experience a long time ago when I joined a certain women's forum, and then so everyone assumed that everyone was a feminist, and there came trans women. So sa akin, so I was 23, ganun. So meron ako expectation, ang usaping transgender ay hindi pa hinog. In fact, hindi pa namin alam kung ano yon. And then siguro mga pitong trans women ang pumasok and they wanted to join this so-called women's forum. Lo and behold, some of these women
resisted
the presence of these trans women. So I'm 38. Can you do the math? 23. I was 23 then. So recent pa rin siya sa aking memorya, but nakakatuwa na from that long time ago to what we have today. I think right now it's quite impossible for a woman who would call herself a feminist to resist the presence of trans women in any room, be it a forum or. Pero nakikita natin, di ba, the discourse of yesteryears and the discourse of what
but
we have
But it's uneven eh, because there are a lot of very conservative spaces, no?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's it, no? So, we need, like Mom Amar was saying, we need to influence the frames of how people look things. There's so much information, but there's very little perspective.
Correct. And we assume that because we see transgenders or other non-heteronormative genders all around us, especially in UP Diliman, that people are actually very accepting. Diba? Ah, UP yan, accepting yan. Meron kang assumption na ganyan. But that is not actually the case. Just last December, because I am the chair of the gender committee here in the College of Mass Communication, nag-hold kami ng gender sensitivity training sa staff. And what we really wanted was to bring out the dilemmas. Kasi parang...
You cannot solve them instantly, but at least
yes,
you can
yes, but at least you begin
be
somewhere else. At we have this assumption na, you know, the non-teaching staff sort of just follow suit doon kung ano man ang iniisip ng mga faculty. But what we realize is that some of their notions are not actually right. So we think that here at the College of Mass Communication, we're very accepting because you have a lot of LGBTs, trans people, and so on and so forth, that both the teaching and the non-teaching staff are very sad. But there was one question, interestingly, from the non-teaching staff, that some women are actually quite uncomfortable about the presence of trans women in the restrooms. So sa akin, feeling ko, ay, gets na yan kasi College of Mass Comm tayo, we are open, we're liberal, we're not conservative. Pero yun pala,
of toilets, hindi. Mm-hmm. So, but is there a policy in College of Mass Comm concerning?
There is a movement.
What is... No, that, policy. So like
no, actually, there is no policy.
Oh, just like remember the experience in UP when the faculty insisted on calling her the name, the legal name, because she was, remember
yes,
that.
Yes.
The thing is, the faculty are not guided by anyone.
Right.
But from that, it became a stepping stone for the formulation of a policy in the university. Because
so
she didn't want to be
yes.
called a man.
Kaya,
she was a trans woman.
Trainings like this, gender sensitivity trainings, are venues where people can really voice out their questions unless they are able to feel that they are listened to. Matatakot din sila kasi baka barbaric na masyado ang tingin ko. But the important thing is, let them have the
barbaric
space, diba? Na meron pa rin kaming agam-agam.
Yeah.
And then you help them out patiently, compassionately.
Oh, we leave that to the counselors.
Yun.
Yeah, this speaking of bathrooms, that I'm glad, okay, maybe not glad to know, but I'm enlightened to know that that is not just an issue within the country where I hail from, the U.S., where bathrooms are basically a big shouting match between politicians right now, between liberals and conservatives, with the issue of trans people being able to use the bathroom they identify with. So I'm surprised to see that here UP as well. Because like what you said, I do see a lot more openly trans people
yes.
around the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And so I always told my friends, oh, the Philippines is very open, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's really interesting, really open. But then when I went home to the province, I still hear a lot of that rhetoric in which they would, you know, put down people or use words for trans people as derogatory remarks.
Yes.
But yeah, that's an issue as well in the U.S. where, but you know, honestly, in this whole conversation about bathrooms, I feel like we should have gender inclusive bathrooms, and as long as you clean up after yourself and don't make a mess, I do not care what gender you identify with.
Just want a mess.
I'm just there to pee. Okay.
We're getting there. The only unisex restroom that we have around the campus is at the College of a Center for Women's and Gender Studies. They have that unisex.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So, napaka-political, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Sige, bibitinin po muna namin kayo mga ka-Jen-Jen dahil mahaba-haba pang usaping bathroom and everything. Kayo po ay nakikinig. Pwede po mag-text again sa 0927-220-8332. Nakikinig po kayo sa Vault-In programs ng Sik High Kilos at Generation Gender dito sa DZUP 1602 kasapi ng KBP. Kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas, DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Halika na at makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Sikay na! Huh? Ma'am, classmates, sikay na! Huh?
Mga kasama, sikay na!
Ha?
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Sikay Kilos, sisikay na sa At Your Service tuwing Biyernes, alas 12 ng tanghali.
Inaanyayahan ng lahat na makilahok sa proyektong Bantayog Wika ng Komisyon sa Wikang Filipino o KWF. Tinatawagan ng publiko na magsumite ng mga disenyo para sa gagawing pangunahing disenyo ng Bantayog Wika Monument na sasagisag sa kahalagahan ng Wikang Filipino bilang lagakan ng mga katutubong kaalaman, kaugalian, tradisyon at kasaysayan. Bukas ang kompetisyong ito sa lahat ng mga Pilipino maliban sa mga kawani ng KWF at mga kamag-anak nito. Kinakailangang orihinal ang disenyong magpapamalas sa kayamanan ng kulturang Pilipino. Makakatanggap ng 80,000 pesos ang mananalo rito. Sa karagdagang impormasyon, mangyaring kausapin si John Turalba ng Education and Networking Division sa numerong 736-2519 o bisitahin ang kwf.gov.ph. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Komisyon sa Wikang Filipino sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka! Hatid sa inyo ng UP Diliman Office of Counseling and Guidance ang mga aktibidad kaugnay ng University Job Fair. Dumalo sa mga mobile career talks na may mock interviews sa mga petsang ito. February 8 for service-oriented careers sa UP Main Library. February 22 for corporate entrepreneurship careers sa Room 114 School of Economics. March 1 for research and further studies careers, Room 207, Palma Hall. Magaganap ang mismong University Job Fair mula March 28 hanggang 31 sa UP Bahay ng Alumni. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, bumisita sa facebook.com/OCG.UPD. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng UP Diliman Office of Counseling and Guidance sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo? At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender! We are down to our last 10 minutes. Oh, ang galing kong mag-math, di ba? We are down to our last 10 minutes. Hindi po namin na notice ang nakalipas na 2 oras dahil sa aming pag-vault in ng Sikay Kilos at Generation Gender. Kanina po ay narinig namin sa telepono ang mga boses ng mga 4 mothers ng Women and Development Studies at nag-present po sila ng kanilang mga pag-aaral nung nakaraang Miyerkules sa CSWCD dahil cutting edge ang mga pag-aaral mula sa Women and Development Studies. Pero ayon sa kanila, hindi naman talaga ito cutting edge dahil these are the usuals that we do. Ayan.
It was just very come on yung, title ng forum.
Pero gusto yung cutting edge.
Yeah, sabi ko, speaking of cutting edge, I'd like to greet Edge.
Hi, Edge.
Pagaling po.
Kaya ang tawag na kung kay Edge ngayon ay cutting edge.
Yan. Bagay. Kasi cutting edge din naman talagang boses ni Edge. Di ba? Narinig niyo naman kumanta si cutting edge Edge. Ayan, nagkomento na kami kanina sa mga naibahagi sa amin ni Dr. Amar Torres. Ang last namin na pag-uusapan ang mga sinabi sa amin ni Dr. Sario Del Rosario, ang kahalagahan na talagang to emphasize gender in the context of women's studies at ang posisyon ng kababaihan sa pagpapalawag ng diskurso, hindi lamang ng kababaihan kundi diskurso on gender. Ngayon, meron napaka-common na sa mga bagong henerasyon ang sinasabing SOGI, 'di ba? Mm-hmm. Sexual orientation, gender identity and expression. A few years ago, hindi pa talaga siya alam. Pag sinabi, alam mo ba ang SOGI? Alam ko na 'yan, 'di ba? So, yun. Ano pa ang mga hindi natin kailangan na ilabas natin sa ating sistema? Baka hindi tayo matunawan, mga ka-gen-gen. Iniwan namin kanina ang segment ng usapin tungkol sa restroom. Kasi nakikita natin ang mga diskurso sa loob ng akademya ay talagang lumalabas na siya. However, ang
maganda yung point mo, Jen Julian. Kasi parang yung sinabi nga ni Ma'am Sario was Ma'am Sario Del Rosario, no, that as of now it may be a little confusing, no, for others. No, like if I talk to like my father who's like 91 years old, no, he has sort of certain notions of
you will mess up his life.
Yes,
if you be-
it's just like something like so like even with when he makes certain I'd like to greet him. He's listening now.
Hi!
And my mom. Uh-oh. If he makes certain comments, no, instead of being pissed at him, no, you have to also... I don't anymore say that we can convince him, but there are certain people from certain generations...
That we just have to let them be. Kumbaga, especially if they are harmless. Like your father is, I'm sure. I have met him. Alam niyo yun, merong, you know, the lolas.
Totoo po.
Yung i-let go mo na lang, I just love them compassionately. They have done no harm. Kumbaga.
I said, pa, don't say that in front of my friends because I'm going to kill you.
It stays inside the house.
Yeah. But if you're at that age, you can get away with it. But if you're like in the public space and a lot of men with leery looks and all that, you know, that is not unacceptable.
Pero,
no, because that, like the other day, I guested in one television show, and the person who was with me, the woman who was with me, was very interesting because she was telling her story how she slapped a person inside the bus,
mm-hmm.
no, because she was being sexually harassed.
Oh,
no?
Okay.
So this whole thing, it's a whole different discourse altogether.
Pero yung mga generation gender, all along kasi I thought we are in this world where we are progressing. You know, we are progressing in the discourse of gender. But we have like Trump and our beloved president. Parang it's acceptable if it's your 90-year-old father or grandmother, di ba? But we have this compassion for them that it's okay, they're coming from a different era. But when you are a public figure, when, you know, di ba, sige, ilabas nyo yan na mga nararamdaman.
When you're the leader of the country, your rhetoric sets the standard for the rest of your people. If you say this, I mean, because it's one thing if
she's high-pitched already.
Do not get me started on this. If you have an uncle, a racist uncle who's at the table and maybe he doesn't accept gender progression and anything, and he's your racist uncle, okay, you only have to see him at Thanksgiving or Christmas. That's whatever.
And he cooks nice chicken.
Sure. I mean, it's a little dry, but you know, he puts rosemary. But not saying I even have a racist uncle. No. Shout out to my family for being
no
great.
No racist uncle.
Yeah.
Bravo.
But hypothetically, if you do have that's Trump. I mean, this is a metaphor, folks. Okay. So Trump is that racist uncle if given the power of the presidency.
Right.
And his rhetoric opens it up for everyone else's rhetoric, and people are justifying the way they say
it becomes legitimate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. By saying, "Oh, look who we elected. I guess it's okay now. Validation.
Yes.
Yay."
Yes, and the backlash.
Exactly.
The backlash comes in full force, We were talking about backlash, certain kinds of backlashes before, but the backlash that we have now is a monstrosity, something that we have not really. And so, you know, I was talking to Guy before, sabi ko, si Dr. Guy, sabi ko, I cannot help but take it against myself. Alam mo yon, I'm old, I've been around, I'm an academic, I'm an educator. Saan ako nagkamali? Ganoon, diba? What are our shortcomings?
Sometimes we like to look back at ourselves, where did I go wrong?
Yes,
you know?
Diba?
But you cannot. Of course,
yes, I know. At some point, we have to stop blaming ourselves and move on. Ariel, ano ang mga ilalabas mo sa sistema mo?
Ayun, nabanggit nga rin po ni Dean Amort nung doon sa forum na simula nga rin po nung na-elect ang ating
president.
Pangulo ay imbis na tayo ay mag-progress, lalo pang ngayong tumaas ang inequality among men and women sa ating bansa. Kasi mas lalong na-magnify yung mga akalang pwedeng gawin ng mga at akalang tama at akalang yung mga issues ng mga kababaihan na link sa isa't isa, yung kung paano yung way ng pagkikipag-usap lahat, parang nagiging okay na lang, pwede yan, okay lang yan.
Because the power of language, di ba? Ngayon nakita talaga natin, language-wise, wow, okay lang pala yan, okay lang pala mag-slut shame, okay lang pala.
Kaya, you know, meron akong skill na natutunan na maging bingi. Kuminsan, just for my sanity.
Yes.
But that's not supposed to be the attitude of an advocate.
Yes.
No, you don't say that publicly. But for your own self-preservation, sometimes you need that.
You have these microaggressions that I've been noticing too, that the president here, Duterte, promotes. Like the comment on VP Lenny Robredo's legs.
Yes.
So it was interesting. Actually, it was recently I was at Congress and we were getting checked checked in through the guards. You know, one of them was like, oh, you're prettier than the others. Why don't you give me a look, you know? And so, like, instinctively, I kind of just, like, looked up at him, like, for, like, a nanosecond.
You slap him like
but,
Chandra
like,
did.
And then it took me a while to process because that's the first time I ever.
Yes.
And then so, you know, they got to talking about the president. And, you know, the president once said that everyone at the CHR is ugly, you know, as a joke, right? So then while those guards were telling me,
you're being flattered by that, but actually that's
no, but they said the president said everyone at the CHR is ugly. So while the guards were telling me how pretty I was, blah blah blah, and they were also talking about the president, I was like, oh yeah, you know, the president said we're all ugly there, right? You know, and they just kept talking about my hair as I left, and it was, I didn't process it and feel that sufficient rage until after the fact.
I think that's most of the time. I
was just shocked.
That's our coping mechanism.
Because this was at Congress. I mean, Congress.
No, not really. I
shouldn't be surprised, I know, but I just had a respect for such a high institution that it's...
That's not your problem, that is their problem. Okay? don't say sorry for yourself.
Anyway, mga ka-Jen-Jen, I know we have opened Pandora's box. And then, you know, up until later, the system of the feeling of disappointment, anger will stay with us because... We're like that. We're vulnerable. Pero masarap pag-usapan na somehow we have reached points in the academe, in scholarship, where the gates are opening slowly. Women no longer are very much exclusivists, you know, echo chambers. Now we talk about ourselves. Nagdago open na ang usapin.
It took more than 100 years to close that. No, so it's taking more than 100 years to open. But I think that here at UP Diliman, it's cutting edge.
It's cutting edge, especially with the backlash. We need more voices who are unafraid, diba? Who are
fight the good fight.
You're right, kasi we have, you know, ang maiingay kinukulong, pero hindi dapat tayo ma-discourage. Mag-igay at mag-ingay pa rin.
And different forms of resistance.
Right.
Yes, not just noise, but really, how do you exactly resist?
If you choose to be silent, be silent in a loud way. if you have that, let's go back to the hypothetical racist uncle. If the racist uncle is loud, be silent in a loud way. Talk to my hand. Ayan po, maraming salamat mga ka-Generation Gender. Maraming salamat ka Jen-Jen.
Jen-Jen Rosel.
Jen-Jen Ariel.
And Jen-Jen Kimmy.
Ako yung ka-Jen-Jen, si Julian Baldo Cobello. Ito po ay maaasahan yung pag-vault in sa loob ng buwan ng Maras ko dahil ito po ay buwan para sa kababaihan at para sa ating lahat. Magandang hapon mo mga ka-Jen-Jen. Until next Friday. Bye!
Ay buksan at lipunay pag-aralan ang babae, ito nga ba'y kapalaran?
RH Bill! Ipasa! Now!
We're queer!
We're here!
We'll never disappear!
Yak! Akla! Tomboy! Katiri! Uy! Ayun! Chicks! Sexy. Bakis.
Hoy, kuya. Anong dekada na? Bakit ganyan ka pa?
Oh, ngate. Kalorki anay. Si kuya makaluma.
Issue pa ba yan? Ano nga ba ang issue? Lumang usapin na ba yan o akma pa sa henerasyong ito? Tara na, pag-chikahan natin. Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo? At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender.
Mga babae, ang ngiti.